You are really amazing. Like sometimes I don't even know how you do it. You are complicated, sensitive, brilliant, and creative. You have to take on so many different roles during the day, and you excel at all of them. Honestly, I'm proud to even know you. But doesn't it make you tired sometimes? Don't you want things to be a little bit simpler? Well, you trust me, right? You don't have to answer that. I know that you do. And we've already talked about this enough. You know exactly that all you have to do when you're feeling overwhelmed by the world and by the stress of being, well, you can just leave it all behind. Just find me and tell me how, just for tonight, you need to be my plaything. Every time, I will smile and make sure that you are ready, willing, and enthusiastic. I mean, one must take care of their property, after all. And you are my absolute favorite toy. I'll start by undressing you, and I won't be gentle. I'm just removing the clothes from a doll, after all. And then I think I'll start with some simple bindings. Maybe I'll tie your legs together tonight, or I could keep them forcibly spread apart. Well, naturally, I'll bind your hands behind your back. Perhaps I will immobilize you from the front or bend you over a table. Or have you laid out on the bed, ready to be used? We can't forget about your senses, though, can we? I mean, sometimes a toy can't see and has no idea what's going to happen to them. And I find that to be very fun. So this blindfold is going on nice and tight. I'm gonna make sure that we're not gonna let any light in. And of course, toys never speak unless you want them to. So maybe I'll have to gag this pretty little mouth. It might come out again later, but that will only be so your tight lips have something else to wrap themselves around. And once I've finished with you, the gag will go right back in, perhaps even before you've finished swallowing. And then, after I've gotten you how I want you, I will make full use of you. And I won't be gentle. You wouldn't like it if I was. But beyond that, you are my toy. And I can play with you as hard as I like, without guilt or even giving the smallest consideration to your pleasure or feelings. I will use every bit of that gorgeous body, this perfect little mouth, and that tight little ass. I will fill you, and I'll make a mess of you, and I'll ignore your sobs and gags and cries. And of course, I'll watch you. I always cherish that moment when I see all conscious thoughts slip away behind those pretty eyes of yours, because that's when I know that you're getting exactly what you really need. Toys don't have responsibilities. They don't have to worry about money or family or the future. They only exist for their owner's pleasure. And I intend to take a great deal of pleasure with you. Sometimes, when I think you're really in need of losing yourself, I'll invite some friends over. We'll drink beer, make jokes, and we'll use you ruthlessly. You'll be covered in our cum and your tears. And if you have even one single thought in your brain still, well then, you just need to be used even harder, don't you? You'll get through it. You always do. And when you reach that tipping point, that perfect moment of empty nirvana, then everything will be all right again. It's not entirely safe trusting someone to break your mind, but I will never violate your sacred trust. When it's all over, I'll free you from your bindings. I'll clean you off. I'll kiss your pain away while you come back to yourself. And I'll bring you safety and warmth and water and care for you. You need this as much as you need to be used. You are a unique joy in my life, as perfect for me as I am for you. And I will always be grateful for your trust.